Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the final ordinary council meeting of the 12th council. I acknowledge the Central Arrernte people as the traditional owners and custodians of Alice Springs. Welcome the member of the media here this evening and also those in the gallery. Seeing we've already had the prayer, we'll move on. I'll ask the CEO any apologies, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Apologies from Councillor Price on personal leave and Councillor Brown also on personal leave.
Thank you. Do we note that Councillor Melky's had to leave the room for a personal reason?
The minutes will record that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Welcome to those in the gallery. And now's the time, public question time. Any members of the gallery? Any members of council have any disclosure of interest this evening? So now going to move on to the minutes of our last meeting, the previous meeting. And I'll ask if somebody who was at that meeting will move them. Councillor Heenan, seconded Councillor Douglas. Are there any questions arising from those minutes? No? Okay, then.
Just one thing, Mr. Mayor.
Certainly.
The last page there, they just spelt my name incorrectly, that's all.
After 9.5 years, we've got your name incorrect. I do apologise, Councillor Heenan.
I also apologise, Councillor Heenan.
You think we would have worked it out. Sorry, mate. We'll fix that then. So are there any orders of the day, Mr. CEO?
There are none, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Any deputations or petitions?
No, there are none, Mr. Mayor.
Any memorials?
There are no memorials.
Okay. I would just like to mention to elected members that a colleague that you may have come across in your time here, the Mayor of Vic Daly and then went on to become the Mayor of West Daly, an Indigenous man, but I will say his name here this evening, Mr. Harold Wilson. He passed away a few weeks ago, and his service will be in Pipmanadi this coming weekend, which I will be attending. Just for those of you who got to know the man, I just would like to pass that on to you, but it's a very sad situation. Now, the notice of motions, Mr. CEO.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There are no notices of motion.
Okay, so we only have one standing committee reports this evening.
We do, Mr. Mayor,
all
yes.
Right. So I'll ask the Chair of the Finance Committee to deliver his last report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Your Worship, I present the report of the Finance Committee held on the 14th of August. No, before that. What date was it?
It is the 14th of August.
That's right, yeah. To be on the 14th of August, invite members to withdraw any items they wish debated separately. Following this, I intend to move in the terms of recommendations not so withdrawn.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Any withdrawn? No?
No, Your Worship, I'm moving items one.
Okay. Thank you. You've moved. Could I please have a seconder? Deputy Mayor, those in favour? Thank you. Any against? No? Thank you very much. Now, I do have a report from our CEO. This is his last report to this council. I would ask somebody to move that report, please. Councillor Kudrenko? Thank you. A seconder, I'll go to Councillor Melky. I think everybody will be reflected in the last meeting then. Okay, all those in favour? Any against? Thank you. And thanks again, Mr. CEO. We spoke at the last meeting, but I do thank you for your guidance over the last 5.5 years of this council and to your fellow officers.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and it's been a pleasure to serve the council. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't have any other reports. Are there any questions without notice? Okay, any general business? Deputy Mayor?
Yes, I didn't get a chance to thank everyone last meeting. Can I please thank especially fellow elected members? Thank you for the privilege. To the officers, thank you. Councillor Price also asked me to personally thank everyone for everything you've done, especially in the last 18 months with us too. It has been an honour, and it'll be with us forever. So thank you for everything, and it's been an honour.
Any other general business? Okay.
Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Councillor Heenan, sorry.
I'd probably feel remiss if I don't do that as well, because it's been a long time with the Mayor and the Mr. Mayor and then myself for 2008. I've been here all that time, and we've had great support from the directors all over those years, and also from the councillors. I'd like to express my thanks as well from everybody concerned at the council, and the people out in the field in the depot, and also the office staff here. They do a great job, and it wasn't until I got into council that I realised how much supportive they are in supporting the town and all the events that this town has, and much appreciated for the people at the depot and the people in the offices here, and all the directors and the CEO. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Councillor Heenan. Councillor Douglas?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to do the same. I'd like to thank all the councillors and that I've worked with over the 5.5 years, and it's certainly been an eye-opener to myself as well. And I'd also like to thank the CEO and all the directors and all the council staff, be it the depot and be it in the office, Civic Centre here. Certainly they've all been very, very good, very dedicated people, and I'd certainly like to thank them and wish them all the best. And yourself, the Mayor, too. I'd like to thank you for your guidance through this 5.5 years. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thanks very much, Councillor Douglas. Councillor Kudrenko.
Thank you. I'd like to take the opportunity to, and especially want to acknowledge and say thank you to the Alice Springs community who've given us all the privilege to serve. I think that as a council, we have achieved some really important benefits for the short term, but also some that will be realised in the future. These are the benefits around our environment and our community that hopefully our children will be the ones who benefit. And I often thought about my kids when we were here in council. And I think that as a group, we often met in the middle for the best interest of all people in Alice Springs. I too wanted to thank my fellow elected members, especially Mayor Ryan. Just mentioning earlier, it was probably near on 6 years ago, we had a cup of coffee and I wondered why in the world you were wanting to have a meeting with me, and I really appreciate the encouragement that you've given to myself but other members of the community to step up and to participate in council. I'm sure others feel the same way. And to the directors and to all of the staff of the Alice Springs Town Council, especially Rex, who's provided incredible leadership over an extended period and has really kept the ship steady through all the different councils and different ideas and interests as elected members have come through. I look at Rex and I think, that I've learned a lot from your... I really think I've learned a lot from your leadership, and I appreciate immensely. And most of all, I just wanted to say thank you to my family, to my husband, and my mum, who are looking after my kids whilst I'm here on council business. So thank you very much. It's bittersweet to be leaving council, and I know we leave a legacy for the incoming elected members to hopefully continue on keeping up the good work of the 12th Council. So thank you.
Sorry, there it is. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. To keep in the spirit, I would too like to acknowledge the service that Councillor Heenan has given. He is an individual that I look on and hold high, and I wonder how he runs his business. It's a big operation, and he commits to the council, and he's there at 99.9% of the meetings. I'd like to acknowledge his contribution to the council, and I'd like you to know, Councillor Heenan, that I've taken plenty of pages out of your book. Some of them have worked for me, and some of them I didn't read the page quite well, but I tried my best to follow suit with your example of leadership, and I appreciate your contribution to the community, given that you're such a busy man. I'd like to also acknowledge Councillor Kudrenko, who was the person who seconded the motion to pay out the loan, who was also an example of whenever I was having trouble, I'd look back and think, well, there's a lady who's got kids at home, she's got a busy lifestyle, and she still makes it to the meeting. What excuse have I really got? So it is inspirational to have, it's more difficult to have a key role in your family. I mean, we have children, and I have a young girl as well, but I don't have that commitment that I'm sure Jade or Councillor Kudrenko must provide her children. So it must be made harder to be an elected member, a very busy career person, and also a family that we were a part of watching be born, I guess. So it was in our elected period. So I wanted to pay special attention and special mention to you, Councillor Kudrenko, who has been a very strong vocal person, true to your beliefs, along the environment, protecting all of the things that you feel so strongly about, and raise the bar very, very high. So the next person that takes your position has got huge, huge shoes to fill. If I'm lucky enough to be re-elected, I'll continue the work that we've started here in this council, and I'd like to wish you two all the very best, Councillor Douglas. Your contribution it was sound and appreciated, I'm sure, in the community. I look forward to more debates, Councillor, Deputy Mayor De Bruyne. I hope that you'll be back on so we can have good debates and plenty of things for the community. Mr. Mayor, I wish you all the very best. I feel confident that you will lead us through to another four-year term. That's not to say I'm not in one way or the other. I just feel that this council may be lucky enough to have two good candidates in council in its future. So you being the mayor, and obviously hopefully Jimmy will make it through and at least council. So and if he becomes mayor, I look forward to working with him if I'm lucky enough to be re-elected. But at this point, I want to recognise your 10-year contribution. It's a very sound contribution, and I have enjoyed every scuffle we've had, and I've learnt very much out of every one of them. But the most I enjoy is the ground that we both agree on, which is about 95% of the stuff. So I wish you all the very best in your re-election. To the staff, Mr. CEO, I said it before, all the best to you. Just another special mention to you, Mr. Finance Director. You're very good at your work, and I hope you stay on and lead the finance for another 4 years. All the best, everybody.
Thanks, Councillor Melky. And to those retiring, I will point to an example in the gallery. You will never be a stranger in this council, as Alderman June Noble comes along and visits at time. So whatever happens in the future, good luck to everybody, whatever you choose to do, and good luck to those re-standing. Thank you very much. Matters for the media will be attended to by the media here this evening. Thanks very much, Steve. The next meeting is Monday the 11th, and for your interest, that will be the night that the incoming council is sworn in. That will be at 6 p.m. here in this chamber. So now I'm going to call for a motion for the adjournment of the opening meeting, and we will need to sit around and do our confidential. Sorry, Councillor Melky. Okay. Move Councillor Melky, adjournment. Seconded Councillor Douglas. Those in favour? Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks for attending, folks.